Hey guys, next Tuesday, April 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm hosting the first live stream on the Would You Die YouTube channel. I'm hoping it'll be a monthly thing. It's a game show. I call it Do You Want to Play a Game? And the idea is I'm going to bring on podcast guests who just want to play horror-themed games on a live stream with me. For the very first iteration of Do You Want to Play a Game, I will be joined by Bobby and Mike of the People Under the Scares podcast, my dear friends over there. I'm so excited. We're going to have a blast. You guys should totally check it out. Some pluggy plugs, because, you know, it's hard out here in the horror content creation world. I got to plug my Patreon. If you want and are able to, you can directly support this podcast by signing up for my Would You Die Patreon for only $3 a month. You'll get exclusive content and monthly live streams. And as this brand continues to grow, I'll add more tiers and perks along the way. But right now, it's just $3 a month. And I post when I can. I try and do extra stuff. But yeah, just $3 a month. Every little bit goes a long way. And speaking of supporting horror, check out Fangoria, one of the premier brands in horror. Fangoria has been delivering quality magazines since 1979. Each collectible issue features exclusive articles about your favorite monsters as well as up-and-coming terrors. Be sure to check out the Fangoria store website for subscriptions and a bunch of cool merch. And while you're there, use promo code WouldYouDieShow for 20% off your entire order. That's right, 20% off your entire order. Applies to subscription and one-time orders. Applies to the first subscription order only. Now, it's time to talk Godzilla X Kong.
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff.
Have you ever felt a knife cut through human flesh and scrape the bone beneath?
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Be my victim.
Hello, my name is Austin Torres, and welcome to the Would You Die podcast, the show where we talk about our favorite horror monsters and villains. Today, I am joined by two of the most hard-hitting, the most ass-kicking, and the most devilishly handsome men around to talk about two of the most hard-hitting, the most ass-kicking, and the most devilishly handsome monsters in cinematic history. Returning to the Would You Die podcast, please welcome Tyler and Dylan Elkins.
Hello. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. I was worried.
So I'm excited because today we're talking Godzilla X Kong. This is the highly anticipated Tyler X Dylan X Austin X Godzilla X Kong episode. And let's just dive into it. Tyler, I'll start with you. Are you Team Godzilla or are you Team Kong?
Team Kong. I love Godzilla. He is the king of the monsters, but I love gorillas. I love apes. And King Kong is a giant gorilla and ape, as my cat climbs the curtains like he's King Kong climbing the Empire State Building. But yeah, I think Kong's so cool. The Peter Jackson King Kong, when he rips the Tyrannosaurus's mouth apart and then like flaps its jaw, is something that I've tried to do in pro wrestling and tried to like mimic sort of that type of thing when you defeat an enemy, because I just thought that was so cool. And then I think the new MonsterVerse movies are great because he's like a giant Sasquatch, and you combine gorillas and Sasquatches. Those are two of my favorite things.
I love it. So you chose team wrong. Yeah. Dylan, how about you?
I also am team King Kong. One of my favorite episodes of the Rugrats, the episode with Mr. Friend, the scary clown robot toy. The plan Chucky comes up with is to try to throw Mr. Friend off the entire state building like they did in King Kong. And they don't do that because they're babies. but for that reason, I have chosen King Kong.
That's as good a reason as any. And luckily today, we are not at war. We are not rivals today. We are coming together as Godzilla and Kong fans as they fight whatever they're going to fight And the trailers have been kind of good with not kind of revealing what the other monsters are. Like, we're getting like glimpses, and there's only one that you get a good look at. I feel like they're new monsters that I don't know, and I'm excited by that.
It's very clear.
Go ahead, you do it.
It's very clearly Scar King and a blue Godzilla.
Which is funny, because like Godzilla's was already blue.
It's Godzilla and King Kong versus Godzilla and another King Kong.
I'm sorry, but sometimes you just gotta go simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to see it?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, like
two giant gorillas and then two giant dragons fighting each other. I can't imagine a scenario in which that's not awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think it's going to be, as a Godzilla fan, and I know you guys are Godzilla fans as well, we're eating good with Godzilla Minus One just coming out and having the complete opposite kind of movie coming out in a little bit. That's going to be so much fun. We're eating good. And it's like well-made steak, juiciest steak you ever had, and then fucking ice cream with sprinkles.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Follow it up with a cheesecake. It's great. You get the thinking man's Godzilla, and then you get the popcorn Godzilla.
Yep.
There's no way to go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. I got to ask you guys, because this has been featured in the trailer, what do you think about Pink Godzilla?
I don't mind it. I think it's fine.
It's an exciting color.
Yeah. He's like neon blue, neon pink. I think in the last movie, they sort of established like those neon, almost like 90s colors. So yeah. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's fine. And plus, if the other creature is going to be blue, you might as well. And then it looks like Scar King's completely red. So, you know, they could probably do some sort of juxtaposition there where there's like a blue lizard and then a blue ape and then a red ape and then a blue lizard or whatever. So could be interesting. Could be cool.
And then there's a baby Kong. I don't remember what his name is.
The whole city.
Yeah, but there's baby Kong, and he's cute.
Yeah. And he's red like an orangutan, which is one of my favorite apes next to gorillas.
That's a good ape.
You like an orangutan too, Dylan.
I love a dangutan. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite, honestly. They're like the scientists of the apes in my head.
Oh, because of Dr. Zaius.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like fat and they're like kind of lazy and they look kind of goofy and just kind of sit there. Whereas gorillas are like really jacked, and then chimps are really jacked too. But then you got an orangutan with just a giant face. Now, Scar King doesn't look like a traditional orangutan at all. He's like skinny and lanky, kind of like an orangutan's arms are pretty lanky, but I like that weapon too. It looks like
he's not one of those scary chimps.
No, I don't think so.
Not like Gordy and Nope.
No.
I thought he was like what are they called? Bonobos?
A bonobo?
Yeah.
A lion killer. No, bonobos are, they're a type of chimp and they're bigger.
That's what I'm saying. That's not what he is?
No, I think he's very clearly an orangutan, or at least influenced.
Well, he's not like other orangutans. It doesn't seem like he wants to be like you. No. Booby-Doo.
King Louie, one of my favorite orangutans.
He's a good one. I love King Louie. But no, Scar King does not look nearly as jazzy. But I'm excited for Kong to use the Infinity Gauntlet to kick his ass. Because I've always been Team Godzilla. Godzilla's my guy. I will always root for Godzilla. But I love King Kong. King Kong
That's how
is...
we are with Godzilla.
Yeah.
I will see a King Kong movie any day of the week. The 2005 King Kong. The Peter Jackson one of the best, like, because that came out in 2005. So I just turned 11 when that came out, because I'm pretty sure that was like a December release. I just turned 11. I think that movie like kind of was one of those pivotal movies for me that kind of shaped my tastes.
A little long.
Excuse you.
And I can handle long movies now.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Peter Jackson's King Kong, but it's long.
I wish I would have seen the Broadway play. I don't think that that's out anymore, but I watched a documentary on it on YouTube where they were talking about how it was like this huge bust. And that Kong puppet was impressive. But I think the issue was that like all they had was the puppet.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's enormous.
Have you guys heard about...
They did a Godzilla versus Kong Broadway show.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, you listening?
Yeah.
Would they sing?
Yes, they'd have to.
I would be disappointed if they didn't.
I would
ask.
Remember that? Another callback to Rugrats. Maybe I like Godzilla too.
Well, yeah, because Godzilla has like the Rugrats equivalent in Reptar. I'm just thinking of Godzilla on like ice skates now. Yeah. It's such a funny visual.
Especially like that immovable suit. Yeah. Right.
And it's like, got to be like.
Easy. No, I'm sorry. King Kong's easy. Then Godzilla, yeah. You're in that suit.
And you got to articulate the tail.
Yep. Two people minimum.
Whoever's writing this, they need to bring in Anguirus, King Ghidorah.
Yes.
I don't know how they are going to do it, but Mothra's got to be a part of it.
Well, you have people in black turtlenecks.
Yeah. Or you do what Lion King does.
What?
Like how they just have the people wear like a gazelle.
Oh, yeah.
And then they run around like they're a gazelle.
I think this is writing itself. Come on, Henson Broadway.
Jim Henson should do it.
Ooh, the Jim Henson Workshop presents Andrew Lloyd Webber's Godzilla versus Kong.
Brought on to you by
ice. On ice.
I like it.
Quit your day jobs, boys. We just became rich.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Kong use that Infinity Gauntlet. I like the way they queued it up because it looks like he gets injured. And then Rebecca Hall is like, we made some upgrades. And then he's got that fist. So that satisfies me enough. Like, okay, that's the explanation. He was injured and they had to make a giant fist for him. But it looks cool. Like, it looks like it's going to be... my favorite, I think, is still King of the Monsters. But
okay,
you can't go wrong with giant monsters fighting each other.
I agree.
I just feel like they gave us too much in the trailer.
You know, it feels like they gave us a lot. But I just have a feeling this movie is just going to be bonkers. And there's even more. But they also gave us a lot of stuff in Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah. But I just feel like now the stakes of King Kong getting hurt and then getting an Infinity Gauntlet are gone.
Well, true. I think they're teeing us up for, I think, Mecha Ghidorah and then something else. Probably a new creature if they're going to introduce more monster versus monsters. But they got to do a Mecha Ghidorah.
Hydra. Who's funding this?
Legendary, right?
No, like
you're talking about the gauntlet.
Tax dollars paying for King Kong to get a glove.
Act like that's not some place where you'd want your tax dollars to go.
Oh, our tax dollars go to like way worse things, dude.
Yeah. No, first of all, our tax dollars would be going to Mecha Godzilla, not to King Kong. We're the bad guys.
Well, to be fair, wasn't Mecha Godzilla like Apex? Corporation. So that's like Elon Musk funding Mechagodzilla.
I'm just saying, I think we need to freaking talk to the governments about where we're putting this money.
Hey, if Joe Biden comes on my TV and says we need to raise taxes so that King Kong can get a power glove to fight this lizard and this other King Kong, I say take it. Show me what do I need to do? Do I donate it? Do I need to buy more things? You do what you got to do to get this gorilla rolling.
Then give me that scene.
Don't vote Republican. Don't vote Democrat. Vote the new party. Vote the gorilla rolling party.
Exactly.
We got to get this gorilla rolling.
I pledge to finance power gloves for all the gorillas.
Got my vote.
I think, or what I'm hoping for, because Godzilla King of the Monsters does what every good Godzilla does. It introduces Mothra just to kill off Mothra.
Yeah.
Every Godzilla movie seems to do that. But I fucking love Mothra. And Mothra always comes back.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping they kind of, because I'm pretty sure I got to rewatch some MonsterVerse films before the new Godzilla X Kong comes out. I'm pretty sure in the credits of King of the Monsters, there's like a news article like, new egg, could it be Mothra?
Yeah.
So,
I love that end credit.
I'm hoping they pay that off. I would love to see Mothra return.
Yeah.
You got to have, or is it, there was the bad Mothra. What was that called? And then there was like a bat creature too. Oh, what were their names? I can't remember.
Well, let's just do the right thing here. We've got Godzilla. We've got Kong. Let's finally bring in Gamera, the best monster.
Friend of the children.
Friend of the children.
I agree with most of that statement. But no, Gamera, that'd be a really cool pick. I don't know if the company that owns Gamera would go for it, but like money.
At this point, they have to see. They're probably trying to get Gamera in their movie, and Legendary is like, we don't got a place for it. I got a place for it. And it's in front of Godzilla and Kong.
Gamera, X, Godzilla, X, Kong,
yeah,
X, Mothra.
Yep. We got to bring them all in. It's like the Avengers, but bigger, literally.
Yeah. Yes. Bring in the giant claw while we're at it. It's as big as a battleship.
Well, you're probably, not to divert too much, but you saw they're doing the new Twisted Childhood universe. I'm sure you're a horror guy.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey guys. Oh, yeah. They're bringing in like Bambi and I Peter think Pan Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan. Yeah, that kind of era.
Together. But I mean, we've already got the MonsterVerse show. You've got all these other MonsterVerse movies. Just do Gamera. Bring them in. Figure it out. It.
He deserves it.
I remember when the MonsterVerse was getting started, Legendary owned the rights to Pacific Rim. Or maybe they just made Pacific Rim. So those Jaegers, the Jaegermeisters, I want them in this too.
That'd be so cool. What was it? Gypsy Danger?
Was that the movie? And Idris Elba canceled the apocalypse.
Stacker Pentecost. What a name. Maybe the greatest name in movie history, other than
fantastic name.
It's like Stacker Pentecost and then Snake Plissken. Man. Godzilla
the King of the
Monsters. That's like the best moniker.
Oh, of King of the Monsters.
Yeah. Like it's such a good title.
It really doesn't get better.
No.
Because, like, Ozzy Osbourne has, like, Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
King of the Monsters. I don't know how you beat that.
Can't.
Yeah. You can't beat it. It's hard to beat, man.
Maybe Gamera, Friend of the Children.
I'll tell you what, Friend of the Children's a fantastic moniker.
It is. Like, that one, I'm not trying to be funny. That's, like, I'm being unironic. That's a good one. I think
when your giant monster, when your giant city-sized monster can be Friend of the Children, it's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that game that we used to play, Dylan? That
King of Tokyo.
What was it?
King of Tokyo or King of New York?
I think there was two of them. There was King of Tokyo, and then there was King of New York, which was the sequel. And it was a board game. Have you heard of it, Austin?
Mm-mm. Oh, it's awesome.
It was great. It was a board game where you were a monster, and they had a giant lizard. They had, obviously they couldn't have King Kong and Godzilla, so they were legally different, but the same.
Like a giant I love legally different, but the same.
Yeah. There was like a giant fish in a suit. There was.
Yeah, it was like a Megamind sidekick.
That's awesome.
One of the abilities that you could get was Friend of the Children.
And I would always somehow wind up getting that.
Hey, you had a strategy. You knew how to play. You knew
it was
your
random
style.
Cards. It was random cards you would get, and I always wound up getting Friend of the Children.
It was
That's
a fun
amazing.
Game.
Amazing. I gotta play this sometime. This sounds it's like good. Right up my alley.
Do it for the show.
That's a pretty good idea.
If we have it, we'll let you borrow it or something. We just got to find it.
And you guys will play it with me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We used to love it.
So that'll be awesome. We'll get Kyle to record it. bringing it back to the big boys, I'm interested to know. Well, actually, no. I just want to say something. I haven't watched too many of the trailers because I'm trying to not get everything revealed, but it seems I love the last like main trailer where it's like they don't have to like each other, they just have to work together. And I'm just like, is Godzilla gonna be like, how do I put it nicely? Is Godzilla gonna be that bitch? Because I'm all for it.
Well, it's a classic Strange Bedfellows, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they clearly set Godzilla up to be like the anti-hero, and you know, Kong's clearly the good guy because he's got the little kid that likes him, and they're setting Godzilla up to be the anti-hero. But we've seen Godzilla be good. She doesn't have to be a anti-hero.
Godzilla was friends with Coach Taylor. What's more obvious good guy than that?
It's just true. Godzilla's got a temper. Sometimes he gets a little angry. But I just love that Godzilla is just 100% a hater.
Wants nothing to do with Kong. And it's like, the only time I'm teaming with this guy is if we got to fight either robots or other threats. But other than that, I want nothing to do with this guy.
I'll only fight with Kong if we have to battle legally different Godzilla and legally different Kong.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I love that energy. I love that he's pink now. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be huge. I mean, I can't imagine it's not going to make $1 billion. And then, like you said, you get both. You get, as the cats run around, you get a both. you get your Godzilla minus one that wins an Academy Award, and I'm sure this is just gonna win the toy sales, and that's fine.
Yeah,
we need both.
Yep. Right. And I think Godzilla X Kong has a fairly favorable, as long as it doesn't outright suck.
Yeah,
it has a fairly favorable. Where it's scheduled, because it's coming after Dune and after Ghostbusters, and I don't know what the big blockbusters are in April. I'm not sure there are any. I know the new Planet of the Apes is coming in May, but I don't think Godzilla's gonna have a lot of competition at the box office. I think it's mostly like counter programming.
It's going to be a good summer for great apes.
Yes.
And plus that Godzilla versus Kong isn't a movie that, I mean, you can watch it on your TV. That'll be fine, especially because you can get a big TV now for cheap, but you got to see it on a big screen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be loud. I think it's going to be very colorful. I feel like it's just going to be like the great Showa era movies of the 70s. Mm. Like Godzilla versus Gigan and Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla and Godzilla versus Megalon.
Mm-hmm.
What if Jet Jaguar's in this movie?
I would be so happy.
You got to ask, what is the MonsterVerse leading up to? What are they building towards? What's the end game? Are they going to keep doing Godzilla Kong movies? Are they going to start separating them again? Who knows? But you got to assume Jet Jaguar has got to be involved at some point.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Dylan.
It's going to be Robot Ghidra, right?
It's a possibility. I mean, when do we bring in Space Godzilla?
I don't think they're gonna.
Well, because they're saying that all the creatures came from Hollow Earth, right?
Yeah.
Well, they said Ghidorah came from space.
Ghidorah did come from space.
They did say that Ghidorah came from space, so they're saying that these things can come from space.
What about Biollante? You think has plans, or they have plans for that one?
Well, it's interesting because they've only used... Who did they use? They used Rodan.
Rodan, Ghidra, Mothra, Godzilla.
Yeah, and Mechagodzilla.
And Mechagodzilla.
And then everything else has been an original creation.
Right. I think Mothra and Rodan will probably return. But like Rodan's not a big bad. Rodan's a friend of Godzilla.
I would rather see these new titans than bring back more old ones, though.
I would want to mix it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's probably the right answer.
I like the Scar King and the new dragon lizard thing, but I also kind of want to see Mothra return just because, like, I like those older Godzilla movies, and I like those monsters. I want them to be relevant again. So I'd love for Anguirus to pop up. But at the same time, I would want the focus to be on newer monsters, newer
They put in
things
all
for them
that
to fight.
work in King of the Monsters to having those emergences of all those other titans, and I just feel like that's what I want to see now.
Yeah, like there's more, you know? And why
The
can't
giant
one of them be?
spider,
There's always a giant spider, I
the thing
feel
with
like.
tusks. I want to see the thing with tusks, and I want to see a giant crab. That like I those two things are what I want to see.
Wasn't there a lobster in the older ones?
Destroyer.
No, not
Destroyer was a lobster.
Destroya.
Well, he was like a bunch of sea life that like merged together.
But I mean like a literal lobster. Ibira, I think his name was. Yes. That's like an older one. I think that's like the 60s.
I believe you're a correct sir. For a
Because
second, I
like,
thought you were talking about Crab Lante from One Punch Man.
no. I do like Destroya though, but Destroya is kind of like
Endgame.
the re yeah, like an end game, because it's like the remnants of the Oxygen Destroyer. I wonder if maybe they're setting up Godzilla to be the ultimate big bad.
Oh, that would be interesting. He's got a bad attitude. And then it'll be up to King Kong, Godzilla versus Kong 2, to see who's the king of the monsters.
Too Kong, too Furious.
You just do War of the Monsters, have them all battle it out. They all kill each other. We win.
Maybe the end game's destroy all monsters. And it's just aliens are coming down and brainwashing the monster. And King Kong's the only one that'd be interesting.
Or we negotiate with a smart one and get them all to go into Hollow Earth. I totally see Hollywood having that ending. We get them all to leave. Get them all to leave.
We'll put them all in Florida.
There you go.
So, all right, I'm gonna change things up a little bit. I'm gonna ask Tyler first, and then I'm gonna ask you, Dylan. But Tyler, do you remember your first Godzilla or Kong memory?
So my very first memory was I had always seen like little clips and stuff of Godzilla, and my cousins who were a little bit older always had Godzilla toys. So I was familiar with Godzilla and knew what Godzilla was, but I had never watched a Godzilla movie. I watched my cousin play the Godzilla video game on Nintendo, so I knew a lot of the villains and all that stuff. And then one day it was on TV, and I forget what it was. Maybe it was like Fox, or I think it was before like UPN or something, but it was like a Saturday, and they were doing a movie of the day, and it was Godzilla versus Mothra. And that was the first Godzilla movie that I watched. And I was convinced that Godzilla was the good guy because it was like Godzilla versus Mothra. And I tried to argue with my mom and say that if Godzilla was the bad guy, it would have been Mothra versus Godzilla. And you don't argue with Val about Godzilla. But no, I mean, Godzilla's the bad guy, Mothra's the good guy. The little caterpillars webbed him up, and you had the two little twins singing and stuff.
Yeah.
It was so that was like my first Godzilla memory.
How about you, Dylan?
So I don't really have a first memory. Like I feel like just like pro wrestling, I just kind of has had always known Godzilla and King Kong.
Yeah.
But I used to watch all the time that old Hanna-Barbera Godzilla cartoon. And I remember that being a huge part of my childhood. And then I remember watching for the like I remember watching Godzilla versus, I think it's Hedorah, right? It's the muck one.
The Smog
And that's
Monster,
in black and white,
yeah.
yeah. No, that was in color.
No, I think it's only the first two movies. And then the third one, which actually was King Kong versus Godzilla,
Maybe I'm
that one's
depositing
color.
memories then. But I remember it being Hedorah, and I watched it with my mom.
Nice.
But mostly
I
the cartoon.
that cartoon has one of the best theme songs.
Yeah.
It's
And
so
Godzilla.
good.
And they could control Godzilla with a freaking electric button. Well, they could call Godzilla. And I always thought Godzilla was wearing, because of the way they shadowed his crotch, I always thought he was wearing like trunks, like he was a pro wrestler. And I always thought that was cool.
I just had the most unhinged thought. What if this new movie brings in Godzuki?
I'd love it.
They're bringing in Baby Kong.
Our Manila.
Yeah.
I don't want to hate on Manila, but Manila is like the derpiest looking thing that ever derped.
We just watched that the other recently.
A Son of Godzilla?
Yeah.
Nice. That, I like that movie.
Recorded it and wanted us to watch it with her.
Manila's so silly. He's just a goofy dude.
Yeah. Jumping on his dad's tail.
And then there is
Did not seem like a good parent.
Well, what's that one monster's name? He's like bullying Manila and he looks like
crickets.
A dweeb.
They're like crickets.
Yeah, those bugs were picking on him.
And that was kind of horrific.
Yeah, because they were like punching them and stuff, weren't they?
They had sharp hands.
Yeah.
I think I might be thinking of a different movie.
Yep, it's easy to mix them up. And plus, like, also parts of Godzilla, when it comes to the people, it's very easy to be like, oh, yeah, that happened in that Godzilla movie. And then you're like, or did it happen in another one?
Yep.
I remember specifically someone gets punched in the face in Godzilla versus Mothra, and then he starts bleeding really bright red blood. And I was like, ew. I remember that specifically. And then I think he died. Not from that, but he was in a building that Godzilla destroyed because he didn't want to leave his money.
Oh, of course.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
We're citizens of the Monsterverse, right?
Hell yeah.
Is insurance through the roof?
Probably I think not, in America it is.
You just accept that, there's a creature. So it's going to be like a tornado or it's going to be like a hurricane. You're just like, well, there's monsters. And maybe you live in the monster belt.
I think if you're in like any other country, those governments have common sense. And it's like, oh, Rodan just torched most of Madrid. We're going to help those people and they're going to have insurance. And, you know, but it's like, hey, Godzilla destroyed Boston. You live in Boston. Sucks to suck. Guess you got to move to Jersey. We're not paying for that either. That's coming out of your money, which you don't have because Godzilla destroyed your business.
And there's probably refugee camps everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be.
And then imagine you're watching the Oscars and they do the in memoriam the year that Godzilla sweeps through Los Angeles. Oh. And it's like, oh, they're dead. They were great in that movie.
They'll just put it all on, like, scan this barcode to see it. And here are the highlights. That's what they'll do. But yeah, living in the Monsterverse must suck.
You'd assume.
Especially because we live in Michigan.
Like the fights all the time. That'd be the only good part. But then you probably grow to hate them because they've destroyed your house and your parents were in the house and they died. And then you start, then you hate Godzilla because he did that. Then you grow up hating Godzilla. Then you teach your kids to hate Godzilla. And then they join the military because their dad hated Godzilla so much. And then they create the oxygen bomb or whatever.
That was elaborate.
It probably happened.
It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I think what the movies haven't explored yet is, and well, we live in Michigan, so we're surrounded by all of this fresh water. Like, I can imagine just Rodan flying over from Mexico or wherever he's chilling and being like, I'm thirsty. Just lands on Detroit.
Just to get a little swig.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like Anguirus just tunnels up, crashes Grand Rapids. I'm thirsty. Godzilla would like destroy the entire eastern seaboard just to make it to Michigan. Shit on Ann Arbor because fuck the Wolverines. Go green! I kid. But yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, missed opportunities in storytelling.
Yeah, show us that stuff.
How do the monsters drink?
Well, we know King Kong will eat a squid or an octopus out of the water.
Yeah.
But beyond that,
they can also sleep for millions of years without eating or drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Photosynthesis, it must be. Well, remember, they feed off of the, what's the word?
The atomic bombs.
They eat atomic bombs.
Yeah, the nuclear energy.
Because when they were knocking around, the Earth's atmosphere was more radiated.
Yeah, right. Doesn't Ken Watanabe blow up a nuclear bomb?
The Mudas do. That's like the whole plot of the first one.
Yeah, but I thought Godzilla's dying and then Ken Watanabe blows up a bomb.
Yeah. Yes, because he's got to let them fight.
And then Bradley Whitford is like, I don't know what Serizawa gave him, but that lizard is juiced.
Yeah.
I love Bradley Whitford in King of the Monsters. He just says unhinged things that just stuck in my brain. Like someone's like, oh my God. And he just goes, Zilla.
Yeah.
There's other lines that I can't think of at the moment, but shout out Bradley Whitford. I kind of hope he makes an appearance back, because King of the Monsters had a really good cast and only some of them died.
Yeah, it had Coach Taylor in it, didn't it?
Yeah, and they brought him back for Godzilla versus Kong. He says Godzilla's hurting people and we don't know why, and then he collected his paycheck and left the movie.
Well, he never trusted Godzilla.
Right, but Eleven does.
He was like the J. Jonah Jameson of Godzilla's universe. He never trusted him. Ken Watanabe had unrelenting faith. Coach Taylor, no faith.
No, I lied. He shows back up at the end of Godzilla versus Kong, and he's like, my daughter, you're safe now. And then
Mechagodzilla.
And then Brian Tyree Henry comes up and he's like, you want to be on my podcast? Which I've done that to people now. I am Brian Tyree Henry in the Monsterverse.
When are we going to cross over with the new Ghostbusters, though?
Well, that comes out literally tomorrow from when we're recording. And it would have already come out when people are listening / watching. Plug that YouTube. For those who aren't watching the video on the brand new YouTube channel, like, share, and subscribe. Dylan has a cat on him.
This is Axe.
Hi, Axe.
We would say that he's the king of the monsters, but him and his brother fight each other.
So it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
He's trying to knock over my laptop.
But yeah, I lost my train of thought, but that's okay because Godzilla fucking rules. King Kong is badass. King Kong takes names and kicks ass, and he's all out of bubblegum. I'm so pumped for this next movie. We got a pretty great slate of franchise films this year because we already got Dune.
Yeah.
We're getting Ghostbusters. Godzilla's coming. We're getting a Planet of the Apes. We're getting Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool. Twisters. I'm so excited for Twisters.
Dylan's favorite movie.
And the trailer, I'm gonna ignore that. The trailer just came out for Alien Romulus today.
Yeah, just watched that before the call.
I am so pumped. I'm so pumped for the new Alien movie. I think that might be my favorite film of 2024. Right now, I'd say the favorite is Alien Romulus.
Nice. Not the new Crow?
I don't want to say I'm not a Crow fan, but I'm not like, because I don't dislike it, but I don't think I've ever seen the Brandon Lee film. I've only seen our mutual friends Justin Maine's fan film.
Well, the funny thing is that is actually probably a more accurate adaptation of the actual comic book, because it's like really ethereal and dreamy, and that's kind of what the comic book is. It's like very stream of conscious and it's very dreamlike in that regard. So yeah, Justin Maine's Crow film did a really good job of capturing that. But the Brandon Lee film is just You gotta see it.
Classic.
Yeah. Paramount I know Club. I have to see it. It's like one of my biggest, what you call it, cinematic blind spots.
And it's a local thing.
It is?
It was set in Detroit. Obar's from Michigan.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta watch that. And then
watch Godzilla and Kong.
Like
the Scar King and the whatever got other Godzilla that we don't know anything about yet.
Godzilla. I will be so excited if it's a different type of Godzilla and not just a blue light Godzilla.
Would it just be a different type of Godzilla?
I will be a little disappointed if it's just a copy.
Okay. All right. So you want it to be a little different from Godzilla.
But the Scar King's different than Kong, even though they're the same thing.
You don't want it being Space Godzilla.
I would rather be Space Godzilla than just another, than just an exact replica of Godzilla, but it's blue.
Okay. But yeah, I'm excited for Godzilla Pretty in Pink. I think it's going to be a fun time. Someone, when the first teaser came out, someone tweeted a picture of Pink Godzilla, and they just put actual Barbenheimer.
Yeah. That's right. You combine the pink with the atomic bomb.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh so hard. I got a question for you guys that I want to ask real quick, and then I'll ask the question. I'll start with you, Dylan. Who is your favorite Godzilla rival?
Favorite?
If you had to pick just one.
Oh, I'm not going to take the easy way out. I'm not going to choose King Kong, even though that's the answer. Mothra. I've always liked Mothra. I've always
loved Mothra. I love Mothra. That's a great pick.
Mothra's probably my favorite. And I was really good with Mothra in the GameCube Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee.
I love Destroy All Monsters Melee.
I think that's the one that had Mothra in it. Either way, whichever one that was.
I think it's the Save the Earth that had where you could play as Mothra. Destroy All Monsters Melee is the one where like you run into the Mothra logo and then Mothra shows up and fights with you.
Then what you said.
But either way, like Mothra, because like in that game you start off as the caterpillar.
Yes.
So Mothra was hard to play as, so you were pretty good.
I like that.
All right. Tyler.
I always thought that Gigan was like looked the most dangerous. And I always liked that. But I think it's Tadora. I think it's the Mach Monster, because that was one of the first ones that I saw. And that was like a Godzilla really took some damage in that one.
Yeah. I guess I should answer as well. I kind of want to say Gigan, because Gigan just looks so cool. Gigan's right. A silly, goofy dude. I love Gigan, but you know, when you put it that way, I think I have to go with Mechagodzilla, because the first Godzilla movie I remember watching was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. My mom got me a VHS tape. I know it's not the first one. I know the Matthew Broderick Godzilla is the first one I watched. But like, I don't remember watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I remember watching Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla for the first time. And then I saw a bunch of other ones because my mom gave me a DVD box set. And it had like the original and Godzilla versus Mothra, which is my favorite Godzilla movie. And a couple others, but no, my first real viewing of Godzilla was Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, and talk about kicking Godzilla's ass for a little bit.
Yeah, man.
And then that movie's wild. King Caesar's in it. We didn't even mention King Caesar at any point.
You know what? I'm changing my answer. My favorite Godzilla rival is Mankind.
Ooh.
Put that, hey, smart people, put that in your brains. That's my favorite Godzilla villain.
I don't know. Godzilla whips Mankind's ass every single time. Doesn't even register.
Matthew Broderick beats Godzilla.
That's a different one.
We don't talk about that.
But that one fought Godzilla fights that one in Godzilla Final Wars. Not Final. Wait, is it Final Wars?
Yeah, it's Final Wars. I like that part. I like that it was referenced. Like, it was like, yeah, it happened.
Right. They acknowledged it.
But alrighty, it is time for the last question. You guys already know what it is. But I don't know. It's not that Godzilla and Kong aren't actively trying to kill you. So it's like, do you think you would survive if you happen to be in a city where Godzilla and Kong are fighting their different skinned variants?
Well, here's the thing. Are we in a city that's prepared for it? That have like fallout shelters like in Pacific Rim? Or are we just in where we are now? Because odds are not in your favor if you're in an existence now. If
they had shelters know where in they're Godzilla fighting. 2014.
What'd you say?
They had shelters in Godzilla 2014. Oh, right.
So there's a very good chance that we might know better how to protect ourselves against these things. That being said, how do you not want to get front row tickets to giant monsters fighting each other? And therefore, that puts me in a very perilous situation that I most likely do not come out of.
That's fair.
I agree with Tyler. I'm one of those idiots who... what the heck? I'm one of those idiots who, without glasses, looked up at that eclipse a couple of years ago. So I know for a fact I'm getting hit with rubble watching these things fight. I also understand, like, I'm not the athlete of the day. I'm probably not going to outrun destruction, so I might not even try. That's a true story. I was at work. I looked right at it.
Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry. You're going to die by Godzilla, probably.
Yeah.
But
you'll look at him when he does the atomic blast and you'll go blind from that, and then you won't be able to escape the battle.
Yep. And I accept that fate. I welcome it, honestly. It's better than having to go to work 5 days a week.
Everyone else is running. You're just like, I want to see what color he is now.
Exactly. Jesse, he's pink now?
I'm there right with you, buddy. I'm also not the sharpest tool in the shed. And I want to see what color Godzilla be.
Mm-hmm.
I did think of one more question. I'm sorry. I'm prolonging this, but I love talking to you guys. I'll start with Tyler. If you made a Godzilla movie, what color would Godzilla be?
Oh, bright orange. But just the tips. And they would glow like they glow now, but only the tips. Yeah. And his fire and his atomic breath would also be orange. Orange and white. It would be predominantly white with like a little orange in it.
I dig it.
My image would be like I kind of go for a vaporwave thing. So you'd get like a lot of pale blues and pinks, kind of like what they did. You'd get like a lot of those colors. Or I'd do like a Tron thing. So they're just wire, they're lines.
Ooh.
That's my answer.
So my answer, I hesitate to say rainbow because it's not really a rainbow. But you know those like LED lights that kind of just change, like they just cycle through the color wheel.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. So it's not like a true rainbow where it's like this fin's red, this fin's orange, this fin's yellow. But it's like they're all blue, but then it's changing. Now it's pink. Now it's purple. Now it's green. I would love to see that.
It'd be cool.
And then my beam would be like, I think the beam would be red, blue, and yellow, the primary colors, but like kind of like in a triple thing, like a fucking Pokemon attack.
Yeah.
I would do his beam like 2001 A Space Odyssey. Like I'd put the camera, like I'd put you in position where you're going to see it coming and it's going to just look like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I love it. Yeah.
Through the Star I take game. It back. There'd be no color because it would be all first person.
But he'd be able to see his breath.
Black and white.
Nice. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much. I hope everyone enjoyed the celebration of Godzilla, the celebration of Kong. No more. The rivalry is over. Let us come together in peace and watch giant monsters clash. Where can the people find you guys?
Go on our social media. Go look up Three Wise Men Media, THREEY'S MEN Media. We're making the rounds of the comic book cons right now. I think next we have Astronomicon, we have Capital City Comic Con in Lansing. That'll be in the summer as well. And we're pushing the Elk book, the Elk and the continuing adventures of Elk and the Protectors of the Multiverse. Come get that. You get to see Elk in person potentially. And yeah, you can get that comic book. And then we've got our stuff all over the YouTube as well. And April 19th, you can watch me live and in person, Allen Park, Michigan, the Allen Park Civic Center. Friday, April 19th, Elk will be in the ring for Clash Wrestling.
Awesome. I'm so excited. And guys, if you're listening and you're like, hey, I'm thinking about going to Astronomicon, I'm going to be there too.
Nice.
I'm not going to have like a booth or anything. I'll just be there. But
no, but you'll be there.
Exactly. So if you guys see Tyler, if you guys see Dylan, if you guys see your humble Would You Die podcast host, say hi.
Yeah.
All right. Say that. I love it. Thank you guys so much. This has been awesome.
Always a good time, Austin.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Thanks again to Tyler and Dylan for joining me today. It's always a good time talking to those guys, and it's always a good time to talk Godzilla and Kong. Guys, I am so excited for Godzilla X Kong. I already got my tickets in IMAX. You know how we do. The Patreon is back. That's right. If you really want to support this podcast, you can help me directly by subscribing to my Patreon. I retooled it so it's only $3 a month. And you'll get exclusive content and live streams for patrons only and other stuff. It's super cheap and it's a direct way to support the horror things that I do. If you can and are able, it would help. It would go a long way. And if not, no worries, because all this stuff that I post is free anyways. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Would You Die YouTube channel. You can watch video versions of the podcast episodes, my short film Ice Scream, and hopefully some more videos and other forms of content coming soon. Don't forget, next Tuesday, April 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am hosting a game live stream that I'm calling Do You Want to Play a Game? With my friends Bobby and Mike of the People Under the Scares podcast. You won't want to miss it. If you like this show, please let me know. Leave a review and rate on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to the show. Also, feel free to interact with me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you're most comfortable. It may not seem like a lot, but trust me, every single like, share, comment, and follow helps this podcast grow and helps keep me going. And feel free to let me know how I'm doing. What do you guys like about the show, areas I can improve, guests you'd like me to have on, and monsters you want me to talk about? Let me know what you guys think. A reminder, I just became an affiliate for Fangoria, one of the premier brands in horror. I definitely recommend checking out their magazine and even subscribing. And if you decide to do that, don't forget to use the promo code WoodyDieShow for 20% off your entire order. You can find the show's social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at WoodyDieShow. Also, now you can follow me at TikTok at WoodyDiePodcast. Would You Die is a partner with the Three Wise Men Media, a Metro Detroit-based group of awesome guys, Kyle, Tyler, and Dylan, who you just heard, Tyler and Dylan, on this very episode, where they bring you professional wrestling, indie comic books, and so much more. The music you hear in the beginning and end of each episode is composed by my friend, Josie Palmer. Next week, we're talking about one of the more recent horror icons, who is finally getting their own episode. Until next time, I'm Austin Torres. Try not to die!